Katy Perry waking up in Vegas from KBS. It is 8:41, the Wayne and Jane Show. And you know what? We are real people with real issues and real lives. And that's what makes this show fun. And today I thought we would talk about sex. Remember we did that survey about women in their 40s, Jane? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's funny. I could tell, not real comfortable with the whole topic.
Who, me?
Me, you.
You.
Being on the radio,
as long as there's an expert talking with us, because really, listening to us talk about that would not be good.
We do have an expert. Kim Switnicki has called in. She is our official Wayne and Jane sexpert.
Sexpert.
Good morning.
I love it.
Good morning, Wayne and Jane and everybody else.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being on the show. You and I were kind of talking about relationships and what's going on in the world, and you have... there's a search for like a female Viagra. Who's having a harder time in the bedroom? Is it the women are finding things tough, or is it men?
Well, it's probably both, and it's usually because the women are having a harder time. And so there's this huge market out there that companies like Pfizer and Boehringer Ingelheim spent millions of dollars trying to get this female Viagra, but Boehringer Ingelheim just called it quits again, and Pfizer did years ago and said, we just can't find that magic pill for women.
Oh, so it's not a pill that we need.
They're looking for something, but it's just we are so much more complex, unfortunately, than men are, and we just didn't get the same sort of education, and men find it much easier to achieve pleasure, let's say, and it's a little easier for you guys than it is for us women.
Mm-hmm. So there is no pill. Does it come down to the guys being nicer, though? Because that's something I always hear. It's, well, the guys aren't, spending 2 weeks building up in the foreplay and just being nice, having the great attitude, bringing the flowers, all that stuff.
Yeah, and I've heard, doing the laundry or the ironing. And I think in some cases that can help. But for the most part, I think guys are taking a lot of responsibility for something that's really not up to them.
Yeah.
And I really believe that women need to get their own sort of sexual act together and really start to look at, wow, what is it about my sexuality that I'm having trouble with? Because we weren't brought up in a way, there was that double standard. Remember in high school where, he's treated a certain way if he's having a lot of sex, and she's treated a very different way.
Yeah.
And so women don't have that opportunity, so it's really about them trying to look at, wow, what is it that I need to do here and that I can do? And it's not really his responsibility. I think women are going to make a huge difference for themselves if they take responsibility themselves.
Is that why women in their 40s are having better sex?
I think that's a great portion of it. I hear women constantly over 40 that say it just gets so much better. And you can be having sex in your 70s and 80s, absolutely, but over 40, I think we develop less, we get rid of some of those body image issues, we're more comfortable in our own bodies, and your kids maybe are older, or they're out of the house, so you've got a bit more freedom, and they're taking responsibility for their own pleasure and saying, it's time that I take care of me, whether it's getting something fun out in the world that's not in the bedroom, and doing their own thing, or in the bedroom, absolutely.
It's funny, as you're mentioning this stuff, how ridiculous is the whole concept that me doing the laundry is going to help in the bedroom?
Well, I think it's, quite frankly, I think it's a little bit of an excuse, and I really don't want to offend women, but it really, if a woman is going to get turned on, it's her that's going to allow it to happen.
Okay.
There's not a lot he can do. There are a lot of things he can't do, like things he can do that are really going to turn her off.
Oh, yeah.
But still, it's really up to her to get herself into that place, and it's hard. We get busy, and we're multitasking, and we're very capable.
Just give me, if you need the list of things you shouldn't do, I've got that.
And laundry's not on there.
I've done them all. Sorry. All right. So what's your advice for couples reconnecting? Because we do hear quite often that guys are maybe wanting more sex. And I don't know if that's just out there or if it's actual reality. Guys want more. Women are finding the guys aren't nice enough, so they're kind of pulling away. And how do you reconnect?
Well, and I think that it is true that overall, to really generalize, yes, men are wanting more, and that's what I hear about. And that for 12 years, I've been listening to men say, you really need to help my wife, her sex drive has gone down. And the women are saying the same thing. And so there are things that you can do, from a basics perspective, you really want to make sure you're exercising really well. You want to make sure that you're sleeping well and getting enough sleep at night, and you're eating and drinking water. You know, you're eating well. So there's the basic health issues that you really need to address. If you're not healthy, your body will not respond in a healthy way. It's huge. I mean, exercise, good sleep, and drinking more water can do wonders for your sex life. It really can.
Well, you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've never heard that, you know?
Yeah, it because it depletes your sex drive. If your body's not in balance, your sex drive is not a driving factor. Certainly after 40, you don't need to procreate anymore.
Yeah.
So if you're not healthy, your body says, well, we don't really need the sex drive anymore. So it won't really keep that up. It's going to be focusing on keeping your other organs and everything else in shape.
All right, Kim, Jane, you have any final questions?
I was
going to
say, if you are, you know, the men are healthy and everyone's feeling good, then I think that maybe wearing a Speedo while you're doing the laundry could be a big help.
Yeah, but I don't know about Possibly. That one, but you can certainly do things like make dates, you can shower together, and I think for women, it's about starting to fantasize a bit during the day. Maybe rent some sexy movies, go dancing together. That'll really get the endorphins going, and it's fun.
All right, Kim Switnicki, where can they find out more information?
SexCoachKim.com.
SexCoachKim.com. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. Take care. Have fun.
I am the foundation.
I am the foundation.